The question of Israel dominated the beginning of the debate, so much so that New York Congressman Dan Goldman addressed this remark to debate moderator Errol Lewis of Spectrum News.
Israel, Errol, with all due respect, we're now 10 minutes into this and we've only spoken about Israel. Israel is not the most important issue in this district.
If not the most important, it is undeniably a very important issue. Jews make up an estimated 20% of the congressional district in Lower Manhattan and Brooklyn. The community was roiled by the October 7, 2023 Hamas massacre in southern Israel and is deeply divided over Israel's response, which human rights groups have labeled a genocide. That's a description challenger Brad Lander agrees with. He says the U.S. should stop sending weapons to Israel and that he would back legislation seeking to do just that.
We have some profound differences here. While Israel is committing genocide in Gaza, violating international law, violating Palestinian human rights, I believe we should not be sending additional U.S. military aid to Israel, and I won't be marching in the Israel Day parade alongside government ministers in Netanyahu's government, like Bezalel Smotrich, a war criminal who called it moral and just to starve Palestinians. Representative Goldman has voted for every standalone aid package to Israel.
Lander referred to the Israel Day march last Sunday, which he declined to attend. About 50,000 people marched, including a delegation of members of Israel's hardline government. Most controversial among them was extremist finance minister Bezalel Smotrich. Parade organizers said they didn't know he would show up. Goldman said he was also unaware that Smotrich would participate, but defended his own decision to march.
Well, I was proud to march in the Israel Day parade to celebrate the nation and state of Israel, a Jewish and democratic state that is distinct from its government. I strongly oppose this government of Prime Minister Netanyahu, and apparently I was unaware that Bezalel Smotrich, one of the most radical extremists in that coalition government, also attended uninvited. I was unaware of that, and I am incredibly disappointed that that occurred because I have called for his removal. I have called for sanctions against him.
As of late April, a website that tracks political donations by the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, APAC, said Goldman had received more than $500,000 from the pro-Israel lobby. Goldman is an heir to the Levi Strauss fortune and is pouring $1 million of his own money into his reelection campaign. He has been endorsed by Governor Kathy Hochul and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, also of New York. The New York Times reported this week that a newly created super PAC founded to counter APAC would donate to Lander. The amount wasn't specified. Lander is endorsed by New York Mayor Sohran Mamdani and Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. On other issues, both want to abolish Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. Goldman, a former prosecutor who was lead counsel for President Donald Trump's first impeachment, has sued the Trump administration to open immigration detention centers to members of Congress. He has also used his congressional office to help immigrants connect to legal services. Lander has acted as a protester and court observer. He's been arrested twice, with the most recent case headed to a trial scheduled to take place just before the June 23rd primary. I'm Eileen Alfandari.